tens of thousands of phone calls and text messages, plus door knocking and a crush of TV ads have blanketed Nashvillians in the last days before they vote on a multi-billion dollar mass transit proposal. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the final days have been intense for the people behind the campaigns.
There's a bit of a David and Goliath story in the transit battle, with the side in favor of the referendum backed by more money and hundreds more volunteers, making their ground game bigger, more events, mailers, and yard signs.
This past weekend, we had about 300 volunteers knocking on doors, texting and calling voters, and either attending events, hosting events.
That's Kelly Brockman, spokeswoman for the Transit for Nashville Coalition, which has also picked up a few final endorsements. The mismatch in resources draws a laugh from Jeff Obafemi Carr, an advisor to No Tax for Tracks, who says some people on his side wish they could keep up.
Or we get texts or email from people who say, you guys need to do something. These people call me five times. And like, okay, well, they can do that, you know, but we're going to try to call you closer to when we can marshal enough volunteers.
Carr has preferred participating in debates and orchestrated a final one inside a North Nashville barbershop. That's a prong in the battle to sway black voters, who have been a focus of both campaigns and heavily courted. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.